Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Students at Harvard University have welcomed back a prodigal son of sorts. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was back at Harvard Yard for the first time since he dropped out 6 years ago. But he's not back to finish his degree. He wants more students to follow him to California. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch was on campus yesterday and joins us in the studio this morning to talk about the visit. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
So how'd the students receive him, Kurt?
They loved him. A bunch of students followed him around as he made his way around campus. They were sort of calling out his name, trying to get him to talk back to them. And he was a real celebrity who, you know, only a few years ago was one of them. And so one of the people who lined up to see him was Megan Reynolds, a freshman from Washington, D.C.
Lots of people saying they wanted to wear hoodies in honor of his visit. And just speculation on whether he would wear a hoodie and sandals. I guess that's so silly. That's like the most exciting thing they could think of, but yeah.
Well, he wasn't wearing a hoodie or sandals, but it's funny because that sort of underscores where a lot of students know him, which is from this movie, The Social Network, that didn't portray him in a very favorable light. And yesterday, I think a lot of students' opinions were changed.
How so?
Well, they saw him speak in public. A bunch of them also got to meet with him personally and see him speak to a larger audience. And they were really impressed with sort of how deliberate he was answering their questions and how much of a thinker he was. And so I think a lot of them could see, you know, themselves in him. I mean, after all, here was this 27-year-old worth $17 billion who wasn't just an aloof coder. He was somebody who was intensely interested in how to build his company in the future.
And now, of course, if they could have their dreams come true, they'd all like to be Zuckerberg or Zuckerberg too.
Yeah.
You know, we know he famously built the company he started in Kirkland House at Harvard out in Silicon Valley. And while he gave a nod to Boston last week, saying if he were starting all over, he'd stay in Boston, we know that's not happening.
No, he is here to take our smart students away. This is what he said yesterday.
Because there's a lot of really smart people here, and there a lot of them are making decisions on where they're going to work when they graduate in the next couple of weeks. So this is a great time to come.
So he was out here to recruit basically software developers, software engineers, other people who could help his company grow. He didn't actually have any one-on-one meetings. He didn't sit down with anybody to say, you know, what's your biggest weakness and how did you overcome it? But it was a big sort of PR recruiting move.
You know, Kurt, was there any disappointment? Because he sort of did dangle a Boston connection when he was talking last week. And I think a lot of people thought maybe that would mean that he would place a piece of Facebook here. But he was quite clear yesterday in saying, no, that's not going to happen, not for years, because the first place I need to move Facebook to in satellite form is Seattle. So was there any disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of hope, I think, ahead of the visit that like Microsoft and like Google, who already have big centers here, that Facebook would do something similar. And that would go a long way to sort of helping their local recruiting, no question. He also explained a little bit further his comment about wishing he'd stayed in Boston. And he was basically saying to an audience of entrepreneurs that they could start a company anywhere. It could be Boston, it could be New York, it could be anywhere else. They don't have to go to Silicon Valley.
All right, now we know he's here recruiting. Earlier in the day, he made a headhunting stop at MIT, but what about BU, Boston University? What about BC, Boston College?
Sorry, Eagles, sorry, Terriers, sorry, everybody else. Zuckerberg is continuing his recruiting trip today, but out of state at Carnegie Mellon.
So he dangles Facebook elsewhere. Kurt Nikisch, thanks a lot.
You got it.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch.